James and Cynthia Wilson live in a 6,000-square-foot, two-story brick home in Fayetteville, surrounded by sky-high pine trees. There's a swimming pool in the backyard. And there are solar panels on the roof, one of many signs the Wilsons are leaning towards a more environmentally friendly, energy-efficient lifestyle.
And this is the device that transmits the signal. So this is the radio control, if you will, so you have access to the computer.
James Wilson has handled all the new smart grid technology in the home since joining the Fayetteville pilot project organized by the city's Public Works Commission. He looks at how they're using electricity and programs things like when the hot water heater comes on and when the air conditioner kicks in. Cynthia Wilson has some say, though.
Take the input from one person, and another person has to be responsible for keying it in.
It's kind of like you see sign on thermostats, and do not adjust. So he's the one that does the adjustments, unless I say, turn it back on.
Inside the Wilson home, they have a new thermostat. Temperature adjustments can be manipulated online, even turned off when no one is at home. In this video, the fictitious Clark family also lives in a two-story home and is enjoying their new technology, developed by Raleigh-based Concert.
Hello, I'm Mr. Clark, and I'm really excited that my power company has installed the free automated energy management system in my home. Let's take a quick look at what they did.
Concert partnered with the Fayetteville Public Works Commission, IBM, and Verizon Wireless to get the pilot program going. The program includes James and Cynthia Wilson and about 100 other households and small businesses. Oh, and the Clarks.
They installed a wireless communication device next to my electric meter. Here, they installed a device that will measure the amount of electricity used by my HVAC unit and one for my water heater. Now, all those appliances are controlled and managed by an automatic system for me.
Concert says regardless of the future mix of energy resources, there must be an intelligent and efficient power grid, a smart grid that provides financial incentives for all players. That includes the customer and the power provider. Jack Roberts is CEO of Concert. He says the pilot project in Fayetteville shows customers saved an average of 16% on their energy bills between September 2009 and January of this year.
Well, it turns out that consumers like the knowledge and control. They like saving money. They like to believe that they're part of the greenness, that they're conserving.
But they also want smart meters to be secure. Robert says it's a serious issue, not because someone could hack the system to tamper with your electric usage, but because they could go upstream into the electric grid.
We have encryption at the IBM level. We have encryption at the Verizon level. We use a private network so that we're using IP addresses, Internet Protocol addresses, which are not available to the general public. We use multiple firewalls. We've given this more than a little thought.
Concert is also working with NC State on its BIC Freedom Project. That stands for Future Electric Energy Delivery and Management. The National Science Foundation recently awarded the project $18.5 million. Experts say smart grid technology like this has endless possibilities, including opening the door for virtual peak power plants, creating an alternative to the more costly construction of physical power plants. But will your everyday North Carolinian jump on board in a state that is not ranked particularly high in energy efficiency? Larry Klubine has.
I remember when we were talking about this pilot program, and I was like, sign me up. Because anything to save money. That was my primary.
What about the environmental factor?
Oh, I'd love to.
The energy factor.
Love to help the environment. But, I'm about my wallet first.
Klubine has lived and worked in Fayetteville for nearly 30 years. He's part of the Concert pilot project and says he hopes it will continue. The Smart Grid pilot project in Fayetteville is wrapping up. The Public Works Commission is conducting its own survey and is expected to decide soon if it will continue the project or not. In the meantime, Concert says it will have secured 10 pilot projects across the country by the end of the year. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.